4:06 at News Radio 1020 KDKA. This is the KDKA Afternoon News.
Port Authority experienced more service problems Saturday when not enough drivers stepped up to operate shuttle buses to the Steelers game. The Tribune Review's Tom Fontaine is following the story, joins us now live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Welcome to KDKA, Tom.
Hi, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good and very interested in the story that you unearthed and that I was reading this morning. For the people who haven't yet to see it in the Trib, why don't you explain what you uncovered here?
Well, it appears that there were only enough drivers to operate about half of the Steelers shuttle routes on Saturday, and it's unclear why. The Port Authority is investigating, but it appears the problem may be bigger than that in terms of there were an unexpectedly higher number of call-offs for regularly serviced scheduled routes as well as the Steelers shuttle routes, and they had problems finding people to staff both of them.
Tom, do you know if it was deliberate?
Well, the union, the Amalgamated Transit Union, is saying that that's not the case. There was no intentional or deliberate act to make widespread call-offs or to not staff the Steelers shuttle. So they're saying that's not the case. The Port Authority, again, is looking into it.
So are there any reports from are there any anecdotal reports from customers saying, hey, this is exactly what we think it was, that they were giving us the shaft on a busy day trying to get to the stadium?
Well, that sentiment is out there, and as you remember, when there were problems on the red line, on the T, that was a widespread feeling as well. But it seems to be a little bit more muted this time.
We are hearing that an operator has been fired over the delays last week on the light rail system.
Yes, that's true. According to Patrick McMahon, the ATU president, a worker was fired after a three-hour hearing on Wednesday. The union says that they will be filing a grievance to appeal that, and the Port Authority itself is not commenting.
Wow. This is getting more and more interesting by the moment, because for people who were trying to get somewhere on the red line, they were saying that that took 90 minutes just to get from downtown to Mount Lebanon, something that ordinarily should take, 10, 15 minutes at the most. And now we've got this this game day shuttle problem. I don't know how many thousands of passengers depend on, or is it in the hundreds, I don't know which, these shuttles to get to and from Heinz Field on a big game day like that.
And we're working, trying to find those numbers out. The Port Authority is as well. And, again, they're also trying to find out what impact this may have had on regularly scheduled service outside of the Steelers shuttle. So for people who would just use this on a routine Saturday or Sunday weekend day, how many of those people were affected?
Well, Tom, I did a little quick research before we went on the air today, and I just entered the search terms into my Google search for Google News, the words mass transit, union, and slowdowns. And I got three articles from other cities, New York City, Chicago, and Portland, Oregon, where they were threatening to have a sick out, I think, at TriMet in Portland, Oregon, that there was a definite slowdown that I was able to discern from the Chicago news item, and something similar that in New York. So this does seem like it is a union tactic that has been and is being used right now in other major cities.
And it's something that riders are very sensitive to as well, because, you know, there's a public trust or an expectation. You want to know that your bus service or light rail train is going to be where it's supposed to be at a scheduled time. So when you read about these things in other cities, it only exacerbates what's going on here and, you know, the fear that there is some kind of premeditated effort to disrupt service.
Tom, thanks for your help on this story today. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
Tribune Review transportation writer Tom Fontaine, live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
4:10 now at News Radio 1020 KDKA.
At the investment firm Heffron Tillotson, we make your retirement plan a life partnership. This begins with your master plan, a custom plan crafted to your needs and goals. Gain peace of mind. Become part of the Heffron Tillotson long-term conservative approach to investing. And the integrity of Heffron Tillotson's history of meticulous wealth management since 1948. Heffron Tillotson, 412-434-0990 or on the web at heffren.com. Member SIPC.
There are many reasons to invest. Of course, we all want to save for retirement, but many of us also save to give a helping hand to a special loved one, an offspring, a niece or nephew, or a grandchild. For your special loved one, call Heffron Tillotson today and begin a partnership built on trust, integrity, and the Heffron Tillotson long-term conservative approach to investing. 412-434-0990 or on the web at hefren.com. Heffron Tillotson, a history of meticulous wealth management since 1948. Member SIPC.
The Molyneux Shop at Home service is my solution. I'm not rushed, stressed out, or overwhelmed because I'm in the comfort of my own home. Isn't that where a flooring decision should be made anyway?